Welcome to Earth 2.
I am Ryan, one of your hosts of this podcast. A couple weeks ago, if you didn't listen to last week's episode, a couple weeks ago I fell through what I think is a rift in space and time and ended up in a world where superheroes are a real thing and a daily thing, and I'm here now, and I'm here interviewing people, and I have my two new, freshly christened hosts alongside me here, both from last week. I have Superfluous, FSF, as I like to call him, here with me, from HR.
Hi.
And I have Prisma. Hello. From the cooking chef area.
Cooking chef area. Shut up. It's called a kitchen.
Okay, that.
And did you call me FSF?
SF.
Like fucking Superfluous?
No, SF.
Okay.
So super fucking super
okay.
Superfluous. I don't know, something like that.
Alright.
So what have you two been up to in the last, anything interesting happened in the last week? You save any babies from burning buildings or let them die like you did last week, I guess?
Two babies, but one of them was really ugly and I kind of regretted it.
You regretted saving them?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
If I'm honest.
That's very honest. Possibly too honest, honestly. Prisma, anything interesting happened to you?
I mean, I took my weekly gauntlet. And this one, it was timed crossword puzzles, so I did pretty well. I think I got a B. We'll see.
Is it enough to keep your housing?
It's definitely enough to keep my housing, absolutely. I'm confident about that, but, you know, I still have 32 more challenges before I become level 3. It's ridiculous.
That's a lot of challenges, yeah.
It is, yeah.
Okay.
So you said you traveled through space and time. What date is it on your Earth?
Well, what date is it here?
I never pay attention to what day it is.
Okay.
It's maybe, I don't even know if it's Wednesday. What day is it?
Do you guys have the same days? I don't know. I mean, on my Earth, it's 2017, but our years are weird. We know, I mean, there's been more years than we have listed. It's a very complicated system.
We thought about changing the date when we started celebrating Christmas.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Because those parties are so epic that
it's a 4-day-long holiday.
Yeah.
4 days.
Yeah.
4 days. Yeah.
Okay. Before we get too deep into anything,
okay,
I've been
sorry.
Kind of a bad
sorry.
Host. We have a guest here with us.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
That I want to introduce. She actually got a hold of me through the prison system. I kind of heard that, like, one of the guards was like, this woman wants to meet you, and I was like, okay.
Well, you're in a cell. I imagine you'll take any guests you can get.
Yeah, really. I mean, I'm not too picky, but thanks for rubbing that in. I have Nora with us.
Hello, Ryan.
Who I've never met before this point, but apparently she listened to our podcast last week, so that was great.
Look, these kind of things come across my desk, okay? We have to be aware of any kind of incursions that could cause some sort of financial liability to the department. And random people stumbling in here, that could be a liability. So I needed to come down here and check off a few boxes on you, make sure that you're not going to cost us money.
Okay. Who's us, first of all? Like, what's
Well, I work as an insurance adjuster here. There's three in my department.
Okay.
There's a lot of information about our he's not privy to.
And he doesn't need to know, but we need to know about him, clearly.
Absolutely. Right.
I mean, how do I know that he's not going to explode in this jail cell? Then I got to have masons in here rebuilding. That takes time. That takes money. We got to deal with the unions. I'm not up for that today.
If I explode, I promise it's not of my own volition. Something bad went very bad.
That's exactly what someone who's prone to explosion would say.
I mean, I've never met somebody prone to explosions. So that could be true. I'm just not super.
I've never tried to bring somebody back to life. If I don't know if I have that power, but if you explode, I will try and bring you back to life to clean up your mess.
I appreciate that.
Do we have like a dust pail and a little broom to get him all back together?
Oh, I could find one for him.
Okay, that's good.
Wow, this got really morbid.
Level 1 janitors.
They have to clean up the exploded corpses of.
Who do you think's going to clean it up? Are you going to clean it up? I'm not cleaning it up. I got things to do. I got paperwork up in my office, okay?
If I'm exploded, I'm probably not going to clean it up.
Exactly. So, see, that's how you are. You come here, you make a mess, and you don't clean up after you.
It's just bad manners. It's just bad manners, really.
I'm writing that on my forms.
Okay. that
will not clean up his own exploded corpse.
Well that's worth knowing, right. I think.
Okay. I'm a little scared for my life now.
We welcome you on our planet.
Nora has that effect on people.
Apparently.
We welcome you on our planet. We put you in a nice cell.
Clearly,
and you have the audacity to threaten us with explosion.
I didn't.
Y'all didn't even put him down in the lower level cells. I think you're being very generous.
Well, her food is delicious. Prisma is a great
cook.
Well,
of course it is.
Although I haven't gotten any of the fish yet, I'm still waiting on that. But
she makes a ham and mutton sandwich like you would not believe.
She made you a hot dog the other day, didn't she?
Yeah, but
you've had the fish.
You've been a hot dog.
Okay, I was going to say, it didn't taste like a hot dog from where I come from. So I was kind of confused about that. I didn't know if it was more literal.
You're from, what do? They barbecue actual dogs? That's a little morbid. You're talking about me being morbid.
Well, nobody really knows what a hot dog is in my world. So that's very
bizarre.
It's a mystery. Yeah, I don't want to get into that too much. So
nobody does.
Are you a superhero? Like, you have superpowers?
No,
is this a thing?
I come from a line of superheroes. All the men in my family, they think they're superheroes. They're not all that super, and they're not all that heroic, but they accomplish a few things here and there. But the women, we tend to be more supportive.
Okay. So you're a support hero.
Well, I mean, I think I'm pretty heroic. Someone has to dot the I's and cross the T's and make sure the numbers all add up and that they're black and not red.
And the lowercase j's.
Yes, they do need to be dotted as well. It's true.
So many people forget those.
So you're an insurance person? Is that what it's...
Yes. See, what you heroic people don't always understand is you go out there and you save the world, quote unquote. But someone has to clean up the mess. Someone has to write the checks for all of those vehicles that get slammed around, and that's my job. I have to go through all the different insurances, and I have to make sure that everybody's getting paid for their Kia Sorentos that we use to whack-a-mole the villain of the week.
Villain of the week? Damn, they don't last long around these parts, I guess. Of course, I don't have villains on my roll.
Why would we have long-lasting villains if we have this many heroes? What kind of world are you from?
That's a really good question. The villains in my world get elected president, it seems like, most of the time. But,
oh, well, that's a terrible system.
Sounds like a terrible way to live.
Yeah, It's not a great plan. So have you met these two before? You know these two?
Well, I have been fortunate enough to taste Prisma's cooking before. I don't know that I've been acquainted with Mr. Superfluous, but I have filled out some forms with his name.
Hey, that little girl hit me first.
Look, you stole her dolly. She did not want to give you her dolly.
Can we hear a little bit more? Like, I feel like we need more explanation as to the dolly that you stole. Why would you steal a doll from a little girl?
To be fair, it looked like a girl I used to date. I just wanted a closer look.
The dolly
wasn't
looked
gonna
like a girl
take,
I used to date?
Yes, it was a beautiful doll.
Okay.
Very realistic. And I just wanted a closer look. I was thinking about maybe sending it, like taking a picture and sending it to my ex and say, hey, this doll looks like you, ha ha. But this little bitch comes up and says, I want my doll. And I said, look.
I would like a disclaimer that we are not calling children bitches. That's going to get me
lettuce.
This
one was. This one was. She's going to grow up to be one if she's not now.
Oh, so a future ex, Mrs. Superfluous.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
That's the worst name I've ever heard. I don't know if I'd want to marry you in that. I mean, I don't really want to anyway.
You should
be
so lucky.
Okay.
I don't know what's worse. We explode him or we marry him off to you.
So, neither of those sound really great to me, honestly. So, he must be like a nightmare for your department. His power is changing every I'm not even, yeah.
It's very confusing because sometimes you think, oh, well, we're going to get the super strength claims. And then no, suddenly we're getting Inferno claims and it's all with his name on him.
Do you ever get any Ring of Fire claims from him? I mean, we talked about this on last week's podcast. I'm not sure if...
The Sting Ring?
Sting Ring, yeah.
The Sting Ring. Oh, boy. That's been nothing but a headache for my department.
Well, I bet. Yeah, I wouldn't want to get anywhere near that.
No one does.
Personally. So you don't know... Prisma's never caused any problems for you.
Prisma's an angel. She's a doll face. Look at her. And she also really makes a mean onion ring. I don't want to get on a bad side.
Well, that's not fair. She can teleport. She could get away if she
that's
did
true.
Something wrong.
Absolutely. But I get to sweep my stuff under the rug. Nora doesn't need to know about my stuff.
If I don't get claims, she's not a problem on my end. If I start seeing her name come across my desk and I have to enter it into my very obsolete Windows XP computer, which I could have a better computer if you want guys weren't losing all this money, then we'd have an issue. But until then, we're golden. We're golden, now, like our onion rings.
Yeah, I don't know if you have a Bill Gates on your planet, but we've got a Bill Gates here who came up with this XP garbage, and he deserves to die for it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty... I mean, I probably wouldn't kill him. Or you're probably going to be talking to her, but...
That's true.
You've now admitted it on a podcast.
Oh, no more murders. No more murders. They're murder on my bottom line is what they are.
Huh. She has a way with words. I'll try and hold back. More. You definitely got that. You try and hold back on Bill Gates?
Yeah.
We do have a Bill Gates on my world, by the way. But I don't know that.
I'm just saying, if you're gonna kill people, make sure that you have them sign us into their will first, then we get the money, and then I'm just having a little bit less trouble balancing at the end of the month.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So you said your family, you have superheroes in your family.
We do. The guys are strong, and they think they're very, very strong. I mean, I don't know that they're strong compared to some of these guys, but they think they're strong. You know, they're
strong.
They go around, and I think they can, bench about 250. That's stronger than me. Is that strong?
What 250? What? I mean, I don't know how. If is it pounds? Do you guys use pounds as a measurement? I don't know.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. Well, then, if it's the same as my world, then 250 is not terrible.
I don't know. I try to stay out of that hero business. It just becomes more headache. You know, the last thing I want is my brother sitting across my desk from me, and I'm having to say, "Look, why did you use that Jeep Grand Cherokee to bop that guy on the head?" And he's saying, "Look, it's what was there." I don't know.
So,
it makes the family reunions very complicated.
It seems like
there
would be a conflict of interest having you in that position with
well,
the family.
Well, thankfully, there's a couple of other people in my department, so I can, should something from the family come across, I can always have one of my colleagues take care of it for me.
Are your colleagues as colorful as you are?
Am I colorful? Well, that's an adjective that's never been used to describe me.
More colorful than the rainbows that come out of some back ends.
Yeah, I don't know if you know this about Prisma, but she, when she teleports, she has rainbows that come out of, not her butt specifically, but out of that end
of her
body.
Well, that sounds very festive.
They're totally perverting my powers. I can teleport by light, and when I leave, it looks like a rainbow streak, and they just happen to come out the back. So it's not straight out of my anus.
Well, I mean, I'm...
Like, if you eat beans, does it affect it?
No.
That's good to know.
That's the stingray. We start getting into the stingray territory.
Oh, well, nobody wants the stingray. Can we just put the kibosh on the stingray?
Yeah.
Aye.
So is it like the total
Roy
G. Biv that comes out?
We're really never going to get off this topic. I mean, I feel like you should just demonstrate and then we can see
just
it.
Just demonstrate.
Yeah, can you just show us? Like, can you just teleport for us? And,
absolutely
like,
not.
I gotta admit, that's something I've never seen.
Yeah, exactly. See, you're not just going to...
Is it just visible light or is it infrared too?
Out of your butt, or is it all forms of light?
Yeah, it's all forms of light.
Okay.
I'm hoping that eventually I can become ultraviolet, which would make me invisible to the naked eye.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be handy.
I would love that, but so far it's just...
Now, do I have to worry about your lights burning people's eyes? Because I don't want to have to deal with those ocular insurance claims.
It's possible, but people really shouldn't be that close to me. I'm the cook for the reason. I'm not the company hugger.
How close to your derriere do they have to be for it to become an issue?
Man, better not sit on anybody's face.
That sounds dangerous.
To not sit on something? I mean, it seems like that would, it seems like that was going to be a real strain for you to not do that. Good lord.
Now, I don't know, maybe a few
inches. Is there not much face
not
sitting
sure.
on your planet?
That's,
you know,
it's pretty common here.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's
a really good way
of cunnilingus.
Yeah, and I mean, it's just a general way of getting
it's
to know somebody.
It's just polite.
Yeah.
Really.
It's like also very
like
open about.
Great for a meet and greet, you know.
Is sex a shameful thing where you're from?
I mean, some people think it is. They don't
talk
about it at all.
Oh, my God. What a horrible place to be.
They don't have the telepathy, apparently, either, you know.
So they have to talk about everything. Oh, God.
Yeah, it's not really super pleasant. But, oh, you know. God. So, you said face sitting is like a hi, how are you thing? Like,
it is. It's a good way of getting to know somebody just right off the bat. It's a great icebreaker.
If you want to communicate via telepathy, you sit on their face.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the only...
said sex.
It's kind of like dog sniffing butts is really what it is. But more friendly.
Unless you have sting ring, and then it's... Then it becomes unpleasant. Come on, bring back the sting ring.
Why are we bringing it back to sting ring?
It becomes unpleasant. It comes back to it always either comes back to sting ring or fish boxes.
Yeah, basically butts is apparently the theme of this podcast. Thank you for that.
I just sat out my backside. You immediately took it to rainbow fart.
Well, in my world, when somebody talks about a backside, I mean they're talking about their butt.
You've never seen a superhero shoot off and leave like a trail of smoke
like a comet.
Have you noticed that any of the superheroes who wear white body suits wear their underwear on the outside? Like the colored underwear on the outside?
No, usually
it's to cover streaks and stains.
We don't have superheroes where I'm at. Like,
that sounds sad.
We have tales.
What do you do with the bad guys?
They just kind of do their thing, and we do our best as normal people.
Well, that sounds like a terrible system.
What do you do with bad guys? It sounds like you vote for them.
Yeah, in some cases, some people do vote for bad guys.
So describe your bad guy president for us.
I'd rather not get too deep into that.
What do you do for a living? We've never even asked you. You're asking us all these probing questions.
Because no one on my planet is going to want to hear about stuff on my own Earth. That's boring for them, right? Like, I'm surprised you listened to the one that was on this, you know, the last week's episode, because it's all stuff.
Like I said, things come across my desk when it could become a liability, and I had to listen to it, and I didn't have much choice.
New guy on the planet?
Damn
who
this.
Decided to run an entertainment show out of his cell? Of course.
Well, I mean, you guys let me come out of the cell, and now we're in, like, a common area of the prison, at least. And that's, you know, kind of you. My cell is probably not very big enough for all of us
that
to...
That was really just...
Well, play your cards right, and we might let you wander around a little bit on your own.
What?
Surely we could put a monitor on him.
We have cameras on every angle, but we'll still be watching you, but you could still walk around
File a requisition for our monitoring device. That's a possibility.
You're not going to like where we planted
it. Is it like a ball and chain, or is it like
a... No, it's just a tracking device. You won't like where we put it, but...
Okay, so we're going back to this. Is it going to sting where you put it?
It
depends. How uptight are you?
This will make you more uptight.
Yeah. Oh my god. I'm not looking forward to this, but my cell is getting a little boring.
And see, now that I think about it, like, the more I want to push for you to have that freedom.
I feel like you really...
Superfluous. You're a giver. I don't care what anyone says about you.
Yeah, he's giving something, and I hope he's not the one to... I hope you're not there when it happens.
Oh, there'll be video. I'm sure there'll be surveillance footage. We'll all be laughing about it in our offices. So.
Okay. Well, we're probably not going to have the doctor that... is it a doctor?
Yeah.
I hope? Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Dr. Stonefist? He's very tender.
Yeah, he's a gentle man.
Dr. Stonefist. I am not looking forward to meeting Dr. Stonefist. But
that's not very nice.
Well... I mean, the nature of his job seems like it'd be something that's unpleasant.
He's a doctor.
Okay.
He works on your head after you fell.
I did notice his hand seemed a little rocky when I saw him. Is that where he got the name Stonefist?
You would think.
No, so that he was just born into that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I won't mention
that. That's his given name.
He's probably sensitive about it,
you know, as you would be.
Yeah, I can imagine. I hope I don't. I really hope I don't meet him soon, but I do want to walk around.
Well, he was born into it, but he did earn it as well. Like, it's a little bit of both.
I mean, yeah.
Kind of like when you have a dog and you name it Itchy, and all of a sudden it just starts scratches all the time. Like,
names
you
guys have dogs? Power.
Well, I should know you guys have dogs here, because I thought I saw a talking dog earlier. Is that a thing here? I thought I saw a dog talking to
another
dog.
Oh my god, that was the most ridiculous day at the lab. I swear.
Did it sit on your face first?
No.
Because it could have been telepathy, just saying.
I have yet to have my face sat on, luckily.
Oh, well, we can help you with that, I'm sure.
I think I'm good. I think
Superfluous, get on in there.
Especially once Stonefist gets his way with me, there might be some barrier to, you know, something going on. I don't know exactly how all that functions. I'm not sure I want to know. But, Yeah, talking dogs is a thing here, apparently.
Just that one.
Just the one?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just the one.
Are there other talking animals?
I mean, there's like one.
Of each species, or like, is it...
Yeah.
Oh.
Right, the translators.
They must be very lonely, I would think.
No, they can talk. Why would you be lonely? Are you lonely? You talk.
I'm a little lonely. Other than this podcast, I'm not getting a lot of interaction with people.
We're trying to help you with that, but you're awful resistant to implantables.
Yeah, now you're like saying, no, maybe not, maybe not. Well, I'll stay in my cell, I guess.
The Dr. Stonefist thing is not exactly...
We can let you play with the other prisoners.
I mean, there's a guy that's in the cell next to me. I don't know what he's in there for, but he's constantly laughing, and it gets a little old. It makes it hard to sleep, and he sounds a little crazy, but...
Yeah,
I'm not one to judge.
Well, we gave him a knock-knock joke book.
Oh.
So.
Yeah. He's okay. Just learning how to read.
It is the height of humor.
Mm.
That's the height of humor on this planet?
Yeah.
It absolutely is.
Knock-knock jokes.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got better where you're from.
Well, I mean, yeah, a lot better. It's just...
All right, tell me
not,
a joke,
no,
funny
no,
man.
It's not stylized, like, you know, you don't have a formula for the kind of humor for the most part.
Then how do you know when to laugh?
Because it's funny, you just get the feeling. I've heard you guys.
No,
laugh.
We love knock knock jokes.
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
There's a knock knock joke about aristocrats that will put you on your ass.
I would like to hear it. Can I hear that?
No, it's long and elaborate. You would...
future episode.
It's,
yeah.
it's probably a little bit too involved for your mind.
Yeah. And it kind of involves some languages
something.
On Earth that you probably don't have on yours. And
right, it would get lost in translation.
I've never yet told it and not had somebody go to the hospital afterward. It's pretty graphic.
Yeah, and the less time I have, or more time I have before meeting the doctor, you know, I'm good with. So
yeah.
Let's hold off on that until I've made an introduction and gotten whatever is going to happen to me out of the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's looking forward to it. We've discussed it with him. We've talked about letting you out in the open. And old Stonefist said he was doing this. I mean, he was like rubbing his belly button while he was looking at a picture of you. And I he was really looking forward to getting you that implant, that tracking implant.
At the very least, he's been here 3 weeks now. It's probably time for a checkup.
Yeah.
That's true.
Like a full-on physical.
Yeah. Top to toes.
Yeah, make sure you're
tits
doing
and
well.
Tails.
It doesn't sound like.
Make
something.
Sure you're doing well on our.
Do you guys
planet.
Get physicals
Did you
that
tits
often?
And
here?
Tits and taints.
Tits and taints.
Tits and taints.
Do you guys have physicals that often here? Is that something part of the superhero thing?
No, but remember, you
we're
fell
all pretty perfect.
And you were unconscious.
Right, but I mean, then he used a healing thing on
How
me.
How do we
I
know you
better.
Don't have some kind of weird disease?
You could.
I could,
you
but if I did,
infected.
You guys would already be in trouble. I feel like you would.
No, we're all pretty genetically perfect here.
Yeah.
Everybody?
Pretty. A lot of us, at least.
Mostly.
30% of us.
30%? That seems like a high percentage to be genetically perfect.
Well.
Why do you have so many villains then? I mean, I feel like if they're perfect, then they're not going to...
Yeah, but they look fantastic.
They're the 70%.
You can't do math?
Yeah.
Jeez.
I'm not good at math.
Well, but I told you, you know, there's a lot of people with superpowers. There's a few villains, and a lot of the people in between are just assholes.
Right.
Hey!
Wow. Bet you took that personally.
Well, I'm not a hero, and I'm not a villain, and I'm certainly not an asshole.
Well, I'm talking about the people who have superpowers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Whether
they're
heroes
they
or the villains.
Sway to the hill and... All right, well, that's fair.
Then there's the rest of the populations is normal powered.
Nora,
right.
I think you do have a superpower.
And there are...
Do I?
I think you have the superpower of doing a great job at being an insurance adjuster.
That's very kind. That's
no,
very...
You know,
I am... underappreciated. I mean, God, no
like
one even drew my name at Secret Santa for the last 4-day Christmas. I mean, come on.
You guys have Santa too? Is that I thought I know Chris, but was Santa his last name?
Well, we just you know.
Okay.
Chris Santa.
Chris Santa. So
yeah.
You call him Chris for short.
Yeah, and you know his mom. Chris Santa mom.
Okay. No, I'm not familiar with Chris Santa mom. Okay. So you have
she really flourished here.
She flourished?
Yeah, she really flourished, too.
Okay, yeah, that sounds like a really bad joke, but okay.
You wouldn't know, would you?
I wouldn't.
So
it wasn't really a joke, it didn't stop with nothing.
So I was explaining to him the history of Christmas.
Oh!
When 50 years ago, Chris showed up,
right.
This party animal, and said, fucking bring the tree, tie it up, bring it in, and thus was the creating.
Your butt.
And thus was the beginning
you guys have
of Christmas.
Copiers.
What we did 50 years ago.
Oh, okay.
We've moved well
Except but in now my we just department. Have memories. We just remember things.
You still have photocopies.
Except in my department. We still got a lot of paper pushing down there.
Maybe he was telling me last week about a bank truck or something that had a bag of money fall out and disappear and he didn't know what happened to it. Maybe one of those could happen to your department.
I mean, I don't want to know anything about it. There's such a thing as deniability. But if it should happen, just remember, my door's the one to the left of the bathroom, not the right. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, this might sound offensive, but I found out last week that there's like a high percentage of aliens here. You don't look like an alien. Are you human?
Oh,
are you,
man.
You're not allowed to ask kind of questions?
Good Lord. How about some decorum?
What next? You want to see my vulva?
Oh, yeah. No.
Well, you can't just go around asking people those kind of questions.
Damn.
Sorry.
Don't you have censorship writings where you're from?
Well,
he certainly doesn't have tact.
Okay.
All right.
Dial it back a little bit.
Jeez. Last week he called me a mutant.
Oh, he did.
I asked if you were.
He did.
He said, "Are you a mutant?" Like, with stink on his voice.
No, there was no stink on it. I think you're being a little. I mean, I'm not from this world. I think you're being a little harsh.
Really?
Okay, the mutant thing, I'm sorry I asked, but, I mean,
are you a mutant?
Are you going to ask
alien?
Again? You can't ask that kind of question!
I'm trying to find out more information for people
you
on my
own. You've got to at least buy a girl a dinner.
Okay, that's a good idea. Where were you born?
Well, I came out of my mother.
Right.
Right. No, okay. I wasn't actually too far away. I've lived in this area my whole life.
Okay.
Okay. I lived down by the river.
Did you? In a van?
No, I do.
I see the same thing.
I live in a beautiful loft apartment down by the river.
I asked if he's ever been to
a market.
A lot of windows.
A
lot of fishing.
That sounds lovely. Good light.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, how are your
beautiful.
Bills? Heating bills? Cooling bills?
No, they're surprisingly well. The windows are pretty thick, so it managed to hold in the right temperature.
That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So do you live here in the... They've only told me it's called the headquarters.
I do not live in headquarters. I work. Do you? Is that
she
how
lives
it,
and works here? I'm not.
But is that how it works on your world? Does everyone live where they work and they work where they live?
Not,
that seems very. I mean, I guess it's somewhat efficient, but no, I don't.
It's an option. Nobody has to live here.
I have a roommate. I have a nice little apartment. I have a cat.
Are you down by the river? Or
are you
upriver?
Or are you, which river are you near?
Town.
Okay.
Cross town from the river?
Right.
There's a river over there, though, too, so.
Right, but I'm not across it.
Okay.
Where is this headquarters in relation to the river? Like, is it
that
far?
That seems like information you might
I'm
not
I'm just curious
need.
How far he has to travel for work.
Well.
I mean, it kind of depends on if he has teleportation skills that day. Now it doesn't.
It's true, but I'm pretty skilled at crossing rivers, to be honest. So
that's a good skill to
rivers,
have.
Yeah.
With or without bridges.
Wait.
Well,
so
it doesn't matter if there's a bridge or a wall or a fence. I'm usually good at getting across that river.
Is that an alien thing? Like, aliens are good at crossing rivers?
I think it's just, I don't know. I mean, my whole family's always been really good at it. Just anytime we really needed to...
Just no such thing as a barrier in your world, is
no,
it?
No, we
that's,
don't. We don't believe
handy.
In it. No.
But that's not offensive. She said in your world. Like, I mean,
you're
on this
his,
world now.
We're on
his,
the same world.
No, his personal world. Like, you know, like, how are things in your world?
Right.
It's a colloquialism. See, don't you have colloquialisms where you're from?
I don't. I'm not sure. I think so. I'm pretty sure.
Do you have walls?
Do we have walls? Well, I know they want to build walls to block rivers, but
well, whatever it is, I guarantee you, my family could get over it.
I'm not convinced. I mean, the plan for this one was that it was going to be very big, it hasn't happened. So yeah, we have walls of houses.
Is it going
to
be luxurious?
No way to knock down a wall like a battering ram or a hammer.
I mean, we have hammers, sure, and battering rams, but I don't think, in general, we don't need to knock down walls very often on my world, I suppose.
No.
I mean,
no, there you are, then.
Yeah, we don't put up enough walls to really...
But you're just talking about building one.
Well, yeah, one of the villains in my world wants to build a wall, and it's a whole long story, but I don't think it's going to happen at this point.
Oh.
It's too much money and not enough villains to support. Yeah, I guess.
Well, that's a
I would
good
knock
thing.
It down, because I am mighty.
Well, if you had the power to knock down walls that day.
I always have the strength.
Oh, okay.
It's the other stuff that seems to come and go.
That's what do you have this week? Did something change? Has anything changed from last week?
It's really weird. I have really, like, I was.
If you say stingering, I'm gonna have a major issue.
No, I was trying to scratch my back and I couldn't reach it, and my nails just—it was gross. Like they just extended like claws.
But they look really trimmed right now.
Well, yeah, I mean they're retractable.
Oh.
Now don't go filing any claims for mani-pedis. We don't cover that.
Okay.
You're on your own, man.
So you
don't file a claim for files.
No filing claims for nail files.
So you can control, like, at will?
At will, yeah. Here, watch.
Ugh, that is disgusting.
It gets pretty nasty.
You need to clean those things out. That's,
no, I know. They get real gunky real easy. I like
the way they coil around, though.
But
that's
I've been giving myself, like, epic back scratches all day. It's been delightful.
I bet. Just don't do it in front of people, because that might
be it's pretty weird.
Yeah, you can put them back now.
Do your toenails do it, too?
I don't know. I've had shoes on all day.
Well, don't do it in your shoes. Okay. That would be a terrible idea.
Yeah.
You have to buy new shoes.
That's right. We're not paying that claim either.
Well, I think we're about at the time we usually like to wrap these things up. We didn't get any emails last week, so we do, for both worlds, I guess at this world you can just send it to whatever the headquarters is.
Right, clearly.
But for my world, if you email earth2@heroespodcasts.com, you will be able to get an email to me. And please send me an email so that I know that my podcast is getting through. Because right now, I'm just recording it. And they've at least had one of their tech guys trying to help me through some sort of tech stuff. Send an email to
Weird earthlings. Tell him he's not shouting into the void.
Yeah, please. Let me know. And I want to make my world known about extra Earths that exist. I guess there's more than one, so...
Well, maybe...
I mean, it stands to reason.
Maybe sometime this week we can get you out of your cell and wander around, then you can have some more information that you could tell them or something.
Yeah. But you don't put any claims on my... Like, you don't go destroying anything. If they're nice enough to let you have a little stroll around the grounds...
Yeah, please don't explode.
Don't make me work more, alright?
I can't
look,
explode
it's getting
at
close
will.
To the holidays.
Okay.
Well, you were just saying before that you did.
Okay.
Or that you could.
No, I didn't say I could. I said I couldn't. And if I did, it was a bad thing. You guys are... Okay. I'm okay.
Whew. Okay.
I'm going to be okay. Okay. So we're going to end it here. Again, next week, I will be back recording. Hopefully, my host will be back with me. Nora, it's been a pleasure having you on.
It's been a joy.
I will do my best to not destroy anything.
Yeah, I'll be so mad at you if you explode.
I'm not... Okay. I will see... We'll talk to all you guys next week if I haven't exploded by
then. Okay. Fair enough.
Good luck.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.